today, I needed to start with a disclaimer that that just recognizes how difficult this day can be for some. And especially as we remember either our losses of our loved ones, the heartbreak that we might have sustained at one point, the struggles that we might go through, that others might go through, and then that joy that some experience. And hopefully, all the different women that are in this congregation, young, old, have felt or experienced God's voice at some time in their life, either through a trusted friend, a song, some tangible gift that they might have received. Just to know and feel that love of God that flows freely through us. And the preschoolers this week, because they're like my, what is the audience? Like my little test audience. They don't know that they're my test audience, but they are. It's been fun to watch them throughout the school year. Because at first, they're this just, I mean, they're always rambunctious. But it's a little more like chaos at the very beginning of trying to get them to sit and listen and to, like, follow directions. And you have to remind them continue, like, okay, well, that's very interesting. But that's not where we're going with this. And I thought about how it is important to listen. Because like the preschoolers, it takes us a couple times, or it's getting better now, for them to listen and make sure they hear the directions that we give them or the instructions or the, like, hey, let's not do that, okay? That's great. And for us as we get older, our listening and, we call it listening and caring skills for those chaplains, we work and improve on those so that we can truly hear what someone might be saying to us. And it's either that expression of an emotion that's really strong that we're trying to hear them so that they felt heard, that they felt like they've been loved and listened to. And that listening that we develop as a skill as we go throughout life, it allows us to hear the spoken or unspoken voice of God, in my experience. And there's times where I have to get into a certain spot, either up here in the sanctuary or my desk, sometimes I'll go for a walk, to truly open myself up to hear what God might be putting on my heart to say to others or what I might need to hear. And sometimes that comes in a phone call. It says, you know, you can pull yourself off your sword today. Well, I really like my sword today. I want to kind of put a mourning shroud over my head and just mourn my difficult things I have to go through. But either way, it's that tangible voice, that either even a feeling that we might experience, that feeling of peace, like, okay, we've got this, we can go to the next thing. And as I was looking into the scripture, poor Christ, he has like the hardest job sometimes because he's repeatedly telling people, I've told you this, you still don't listen, I'm telling you this again, maybe some point you'll actually hear what I'm trying to say to you. Because he was as he's talking to the Jews, and this is before his death and resurrection, this story that we've come into. And he tells them, because the Jews, once again, are saying, Lord, tell us plainly, are you the Messiah? He's like, I've told you, and yet you do not believe. So he's been doing all these works, these miracles, to prove and to show others that he is the Messiah God. And yet there's those that still just don't see it. And he was distinguishing for those that don't listen and those that aren't his yet. And those that listen, they know my voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. And he goes on explaining to them that, that he gives the eternal life. That we who hear and believe in him will not perish. And I like the expression, that sentence, that no one will snatch them out of my hand. Because when we feel that darkness or that voice telling us that we don't belong or we aren't, or that negative voice that kind of tries to speak in our heads, that we aren't good enough, we aren't smart enough, whatever that voice may be, that remembrance that God is holding us, that we cannot be snatched away. And to me, that is reassuring. And then that final sentence, that the Father and I are one, shows that relationship between God and Christ and the Trinity blending together. And as we are going through all that we've encountered through our lives, those many lessons that we've heard or lived through, is that God's love is for us. That God's love sustains us and embraces us through those difficult things. God rejoices with us when we get to rejoice. God's voice calls to us continually, either through our hearing of song, scripture, conversation, in those quiet places with that still small voice whispering to us, you've got this. Or my favorite one is when I'm really stressed about something and I'm going through multiple things and God says, just rest. Just rest for now because your roller coaster's coming up. But it's those moments that we are able to hear and be renewed and sustained. And it's not just a one-time thing. It's a continually calling, responding to us in our needs, even when it feels like we might not be able to hear. And it's that listening to the positive, encouraging, sometimes reprimanding. Like, I feel like God sometimes says, knock it off. I'm like, yes, sir. But for us, as we go into our week, back into our lives, it's remembering and listening to God's voice that builds us up, that yearns for us to see more, to learn more, and to trust through all that we encounter and experience in this life. And it's remembering that the Trinity walks beside us, that God shores us up, that Christ walks beside us to hold us up through those difficult things. And shores us up and loves us however we are able to encounter God in our sadness and our joy. And to hold on to that knowledge that God knows us and loves us through it all. Amen.